you know, we've done everything we should have done to win a game, four or five. Reedy's mistake not cause a problem, but we haven't done the job, and the performance is outstanding. For nothing wrong with the performance whatsoever with the players. But again, probably tonight I have to say that there's one man stopped us, and that was a Sheffield United goalkeeper. So they had one shot on target in the first 90 minutes, and they had one shot on target in the other 30 minutes, the extra time. And they've won on penalties, so it showed you the bias on our side in terms of the possession of the game. But chances created, chances hit on target, but goalkeeping and Sheffield United putting up a spirit performance, getting blocks on shots that looked like they were goal bound. So you want one of those to deflect or go in, or when the keeper spilled it to go to one of our players, didn't happen tonight. And then sadly, in the end, we lost on penalties.
It could have been three or four at half time, couldn't it? But then I thought the game was drifting in the second half towards extra time. And then in extra time, everyone I thought was thinking about penalties.
We got a bit of a lift in terms of the chances we created when Stuart Downing came on down the right hand side, and that just a bit of fresh legs just lifted us a little bit. It's Rav's first game since I think he played a little bit of Stevenage, I think, and that was it. And so this is his first game out. Arna's first game out up front. Sacco's started his first game since his move. So there's a lot of players who haven't had a lot of football who equipped themselves exceptionally well tonight in terms of the football that we played. But at the end of the day, the football we play has got to make sure that you win, and we didn't win by the fact, like I said, probably the goalkeeper had an outstanding game. Probably never play as well as that again. Otherwise, if he does play as well as that on a consistent basis, he shouldn't be goalkeeping in League One.
Can I ask you finally from me, there's been a lot of shocks tonight. Burnley lost to Sheffield Wednesday, Leicester have been knocked out home by Shrewsbury. You've lost here, Man United have been absolutely spanked at MK Dons. Why is that?
We all make changes across the board. I think that everywhere across the board we have to put the players in on the 25-man squad that don't play on the Saturday on a regular basis, because they have to get some match practice in. There's nowhere for them to play only in these games, because they can't play in the under-21s because there's only three overage players allowed, and that level of football is not good enough for keeping players at this level that match fitness. So
what's the solution?
You put the players in these games, and we should have won the game. Like I said, we should have won the game 4 or 5-1. There's no doubt in the fact that we had all the play, created all the chances, dominated the game, but one of those games where we didn't finish the opposition off.
Just wanted to ask you some about a couple of lads making their debuts tonight. Diego Poyet, I thought, was excellent in midfield, and the young Reese at the back there was outstanding.
Well, yes, I mean, I think that Reese was only 17. I mean, Potsy at left back as well didn't do anything wrong tonight, and you know, I think that Diego was his young age, so there's three players under 21 that have tasted first team football, not only for 90 minutes but for also what it takes to go into extra time. And like I said, some of the players who lasted exceptionally well, I think, with the fact that they haven't had a lot of football. Unfortunately, we had to take Sacco off because he had a bit of a back problem. He tweaked his back when I scored, I think, like, you know, so didn't really want to do that. But, you know, in the end, the fresh legs come on and picked it up again, but couldn't find the back of the net.
And just finally, at this time of year, as always, we have to ask the usual question, Sam, about what's happening in the transfer market. Is there any activity on that front?
Not imminent, but trying. I think that there's as we talked with the co-chairman, particularly David Sullivan, there's room for one more at the moment, and I think that we're trying our best to secure one very, very good player to bring into the squad before the end of the window shutting.